Hayyim harasoylam, hayyim yamid b'mishpat olam. So, Tefillah tells us that today is Yamid b'mishpat olamim, kibonim kavodim. The toichen of this Tefillah is a toichen of the Amidah b'din and the desire to move HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the kisei din to kisei rachmim, which is understood as being the tachlis of tkiyas shofar, and as such, that's why we say it after tkiyas shofar. The first part of it, the hayyim haras olam, is the part that l'chura doesn't seem to flow along. It's true, today is the day of the creation of the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bayir the bria, but that's not the siba l'chura of Amidah b'din. What kesh does it have? And yet, time and again, Chazal tell us that on Adam Marishon was created on that day and was Oim Bedin and Yotze Bedin was, in other words, there was an Amidah Bedin on the first day itself. The Pashto Pshat is that the first day was a very big day. It was a day that included the Tziva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to eat from its Adas, Adam Arishon's Kisholom, and so on. But that would not give it its maimed as Yom HaDin as a result of being the beginning. It just happens to be that that day was a day that encompassed a lot. But that's not the intent of HaYom HaRas Olam is Mashma, because it's HaYom HaRas Olam, that's what's Yamid B'Mishpat. You also see it in Zichronis, which deals with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mishpat, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu calling up everything with Din. It says Zayim Chilas Masecha Zikron Yerushain, and that seems to be the reason why it's Zayim Adin. Even in its broader sense of today, Rosh Hashanah B'Yom Adin, we're used to thinking of it as Be'etzem it's Zayim Adin on the year before, but it just in order to get every part of the year before in, we have to do it a day after. It's like, you can only do the balance, you can only do the books the day after it's closed. But that doesn't seem to be the thrust of Chazal. Chazal seem to focus on Yom Rishon as the Yom Din, because it's Rishon. The Tzlach says, it's Drash and Rosh Hashanah, he says that the Yom Haras Oilam, Yom Mishra Lamim, is that the etzem kiyum of the world is bedin. He's masmichit to, there's a maimah chazal that says that rotza kadosh baruch hu olam machshavta kadosh baruch hu rivas ha'olam b'midas ha'din rosh hanos kayim, so he shita v'ma b'midas ha'rachma. But l'chur that seems to be the opposite intent. Chazal telling us Din was not the way to miyasa the world. You could not be miyasa the world with Din. So why would we establish the world with the Yoyim HaDin as being the Yoyim Rishon? The Pasuk says Vasisim Oyla L'Reach Nechoyach, that despite the fact that in all other Karbanis and Parshas Pinchas it says V'kraftim, over here it says Vasisim. The Chazal say over here that Male on Aleichem Ki'ilu Nifresi Vasisio Isam. It's as if our Chazal is a Beri Chadasha. The Yalkut Reveni Pinchas says that is ki'ilu nase shutim HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'maisa breishis shem vasisem, and that's why it's b'yom rishon Rosh Hashanah. The mashmos in the Yalkut Reveni, the way he understands the Chazal, and he's sort of combining it with another Chazal. There's a Chazal that says vasisem oisam. So Chazal say the malani aleichem, if you mekayim the mitzvahs malani aleichem kilo asisem es atzmichem, it's as if you made yourself. it's it, the word you made the self, and the Yalkut Ruveni understands this as being the same meaning in Rosh Hashanah. If we do the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah properly, we are Ki'ilu, we make ourselves, we create ourselves. That's something that is a paradox, an unsolvable paradox for us to understand what that means. What does it mean we create ourselves? The Mishnah says Tzvas b'tzvas asuya is the ultimate paradox that requires a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You can't make yourself. The thing cannot be a reason for itself. Nothing can cause itself. That's elementary. So what kind of inyan is this? It's not only is Nasa Shutim HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Yasoylam, which has that same sense, no matter what. If we're Shutim HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Yasoylam, means we made the Bria, which means we made ourselves because of Nivroyim. And also Kilasisim Atzmechem, that you are making yourself. That's something that's very, very hard to understand. Chazal tell us, the Rabbi Abichaya says, and the Rabban say, that Yom Tshuah Lechem, the Pasuk by Yom Tshuah, the Rishonim don't point this out, but it's something which is needs to be pointed out, and we'll see later that this might be some of the Mechuvim in the Rishonim. In all the mitzvahs, the way the Pasuk describes it, the Pasuk describes it, is the mitzvahs being a result of the day. On Sukkot, because of Sukkot and Shafti, now go and do a Sukkot. On the Pesach, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Hispitzel Lachmitz, so go eat Matzah. All the mitzvahs are results of the Inyan HaYoma, and they are the fulfillment of what that day needs to bring out. Yom Tshuah is the only place where the Maisa Mitzvah and the Zman are one and the same. It's not because it's the Yom Rishon, now go do Tshuah. There seems to be something about the Yom itself that is a Yom of Tshuah, where the Mitzvah and the Zman become identified with each other, which is striking. It's almost also a paradox. There's an event, there's something that's happening on the day, and therefore there's a mitzvah. How does the mitzvah on the day become one? It's like saying, what's special about Pesach? Pesach is the day of eating matzah. Well, yes, but why do we eat matzah? Now the question is, what's special about Pesach? So Rabbi Abichaya and the Ramban, when they explain the union of Shofar, they say the following. I'm simplifying a little bit, but this is their mechuvah. Yom Tshuah, they say the inyan of Tshuah is din, and the purpose of blowing the Tshuah is an identification with Midas Adin. It's something that is shayach to our, it's an avodah, except that we need to modify the din with the tequila for Ner Tequila Chira. In other words, it's not the pshat, the way it's simply, many people seem to understand it, that it's bad because it's Yom HaDin, and therefore we need to sort of be mamtik the din, we need to ameliorate it to some degree, and the avodah is the tekiya lefanot kiachreya. That's not the mechuvan of what they're saying. The mechuvan they're saying is, it's a Yom Tshuah, that's what it is. And the emes we should, the avodah is to make a true HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meiri HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a necessary addition of tekiya lefaneh and tekiya lachreya. But mitzad the etzem din, mitzad the etzem yoim, it's truer, that's the shayfa. And truer as midas adin. Which raises the inyan of why would we want to have midas adin. Midas adin is what we're running away from. The whole tachlis is to be made from din to rachmin. Why is it like that? Let's try to understand a little bit the Oimek Hadava of what we're talking about over here. What's the teichin of this din that we're talking about, and what's the tachas of it? Let's understand that when it says b'tchilol machshavta livus ha'olam b'din v'rosh ha'olam yachol ha'kayim, it's not the pshat there was a charata and a shakta v'tayah with a maskana, and Shakti Vatari is commander less of them. The correct understanding of the Chazal is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world who, at least in Olam HaMachshava, is din, and its practical realization is through the sheet of Arachim. But the etzem binyan of the yoyim, of the world, is a binyan with a core in the Olam HaMachshava of din, and a buttress in Olam HaMaisa of Rachmi. The koyach, the what it means in, I guess, Lamaisa, is that a person's inner sense of things needs to be din. Let's flesh it out in real life and understand sort of what we mean by that. A person, we find a certain midah that has two, it forks off into two opposite directions, and that is the yachas of myself to things that I receive for nothing. There's a type of person who, you get a free pen over here, take the pen. You get a free pair, take the pair. You get a free cigarette lighter, you get a free matches, you get free this, you get free that. There's a certain hanah in getting honored things, because that way I can have more objects. And that's one koyach hanefesh. There's a second koyach hanefesh a person has, where adrabe, he wants everything that he has to be earned 100% by himself. I remember many years ago, a certain person, he was a pleasure hero, had learned when he was young, and he made it his life's mission, the last years of his life, to put out a sefer. He worked on it long and hard, showed it to different people, got feedback, and someone suggested one or two pieces. This person's son actually suggested a little bit of refinement which will make it nicer. And this person said, "You're right, it's nicer, but I want this sefer to be 100% me. And that's not me, the part that you're adding." A person has to put chetzim also. "I don't want to be nene from something that's not mine. Not because of chashash gezel, but my sense of self, the inyan that I feel that I have a chius in, are the things that have been earned, accomplished, gotten by myself and only by myself." Those are two very divergent ways of looking at that. Midas Hadin is the tchunas hanefesh of a person who wants to have those things that are really his. The Seine Matanas Yichya is a tchunas hanefesh of understanding that the chiyus of a person is shayach only to things that are in itself. An eved belongs to the Adon, has no self, and there's no chiyus, doesn't own anything. The things that I have that are mine, that's where there's a chiyus from. And other things, I don't have a chiyus. That is the dveikus in Midas Hadin. That sheirish of Midas Hadin cannot possibly be creator metzias, because since everything gets its existence as a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we already start with getting something. No person could make himself. But barring that, the yearning in my neshama is to have real existence. And real existence means that I can make a go at it myself. And that becomes my core. Not only is it a midah mitzad, the person himself, it's also a midah mitzad, the relationship to the giver. Chazal in the Yerushalmi in Arla teach us a tremendous emes in the very sheirish of the Bria, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put physically a certain emes in the Bria, and that is as follows. There's a shaila in the Yishalmi and Erla. When you have a tree that that has a branch that goes on the ground, goes up on top, you graft an old tree and a young tree, different echetimtzes. And the question is, how do you tell apart? How do you tell if this tree is still really attached to the old tree and getting most of its nourishment from the old tree? And basically, we would look at it as a branch of the old tree. That would be one way of looking at it. Or it's something where it's come off on its own. And Chazal give us a hagdara. It's a physical hagdara, it's a physical reality, but Chazal understood it's a reflection of something much deeper. It says, man de ochel de la delay. If somebody eats from somebody that's not his, boyis listakule bi'ape. You don't want to look at the face of the person who gave it to you. So if the leaves are turning away from the old tree, it means it's still receiving its nourishment from the old tree. If it is fine to grow towards the old tree, it means it's come at its own and it's being yonik from itself. This, by the way, is an understanding of the mid of one of the reasons for kfiyas tov, why people don't like to give back favors to the person that gave them. Sure, if a guy does a little favor back, it's wonderful. But people who've really, really given us something significant, we feel overshadowed, we feel threatened, because we don't exist, they exist. It's an extraordinary meter. It's possibly one of the reasons why we have why we sort of draw back from parents, the children pulling away from parents may also live in that, because the Hakaras HaTov and the sense of self is subsumed to parents. We need to pull away to give ourselves a sense of self, and that possibly lies in that. The day of creation was a day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu he wanted to create the other in the Bria. That's what a Bria means, Lashon Bar, the outsider. And the Sheresh and the Kuda of that Bria is the sense of self, and that is tantamount to Midas Adin. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Shefet Adam on the first day, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shefet the first day, we're not talking about Meisim that he did necessarily. We're talking about the Etzem Nida of Din, the person who has it in the core of himself, this Nekuda of Din. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is... That's why it says that Vasisem Oyla L'Reach Nechoyach, that if you shtel tzu to the Yom Tshua, Rosh Hashanah is not a day that has a mitzvah. It's atzmius is true, like it says in Rishayim, to make we make midas hadin, we shtel tzu to midas hadin, and therefore the true is the day. The true is the expression of the day, because that's the most of the day of the Yom Rishon of the Haras Olam is din. True, that to realize din on a practical level, we can't do it unless we have a sheet of rachmim. But that's a necessity. It's not the essence. The essence of the day is to stand with din. It's a necessity to add tequila for nerki achreel. So the yom is yom trua, and you need to add a tequila for nerki achreel. If we shtotzu, we kaviyochel are as if we made ourselves kaviyochel. And even though in the Olam HaMaisa it can't happen, but it's something that in the Olam HaMachshava, and that's why Hayoyim Haras Olam, Hiroyon is the conception, or the concept, as you will, as you wish, of the world. In the Haras Olam, the concept of the world itself, the Shoresh of the world, is Midas Hadin. The addition to it, Hayon, the addition of Rachman, is simply there as a necessary adjunct, but it's not the Atzmus Hadin. That's the Pshat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's one moment of Kas each day. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Koyas, that's what Bilam wanted to say, Kalim, because there's the grain, that Nekuda of Din has to be there every day. This Midah itself is a Midah that is very, very the Hayim Midah. The ones who had some semblance of being able to practice it was Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi's Shevet was from Midas Hadin. Their Maisris, the Maisris that are given to Shevet Levi are called Chelef Avedosim, in return for their Avedah. Kahuna, which comes from the Shevet of Chesed, are known as Makas Kahuna. Maiser is known as Chelef Avedosim. That's how the Pasuk describes it. This concept has actual halachic ramifications. There's the Achronim, the Kadmonim, some Tshuvas from talk about if it's possible for a Kohen to, if it's possible for a Levi, a Katan, to receive Maisa, does Das Acharis Machnas work? Can somebody give it to him? He can't be Kohen it. And some want to say that because it says Chelav Avodaschem, so it doesn't need a kinyan. It's automatic. It's tit for tat is automatic. In other words, to be zeicher, to get something that wasn't there before, that requires an act of kinyan, and as a matana, as a maisa kinyan. But Chelav Avodaschem means it inherently is yours, because the work produces it. I don't need to be kind it. The work that I did for you produced it. And there's a Shailaf replies to Matas Kahuna, if Chelav Avodaschem applies also to that, but there are shitas that it's only by Levi and not by Kohen. And because Levi's, and it sounds a little strange, we would think that, you know, if you're doing Avodas HaKodesh, it should be Mani Bechinam, Afata Bechinam, and so on. This is much deeper than that. It's telling us, the Rambam says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that in the famous Rambam at the end of Zeroyim, in Shemitah Be'evelis, he says that if any person dedicates his life to Avodas Hashem, like Shevet Levi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mezakeh him with Dava Maspik Loi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will mezakeh him with something that's enough for him to survive on, what he needs, his needs. L'chura, I mean, we say, okay, that's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechuyev to do it. We look at his stopkas b'muat as a midah toiva that the person is not indulging. So the tanugim lie in having lots of stuff, and eating a lot, and having a lot of stuff, and so on, and enjoying a lot. His stopkas b'muat is enjoying less. That's not the point of that Rambam. The point of that Rambam is Shevet Levi only takes. Shevet Levi doesn't take. Shevet Levi has an expense account. Expense account is not something I earn. It's not something that is given to me. It's me. Okay, you want me to go to this place? Drive me there. You know, that's the only way I can get there. So, it not to take anything more than you have and you need bedin. That's the high point of Tzuris Adam, being aimed bedin. Shevet Levi's whole metzias is only. He, in whatever way is possible, is an embodiment of the Ratza and Livus Oilam Bedin. That's what he is. He takes only the things that are absolutely necessary. That Bedin belongs to him. He has a place to live. He has what to eat, and that's it. Doesn't get things. Anything that's more than that, any bracha, any shefa, is already given. It's beyond what I put in, and therefore, for a person who's meant to live bedin, that's not something that is his. So we have here an extraordinary understanding, a whole new way of looking and understanding the teichen of the day. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the Bria down in a way of, in an oifin of Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lirazon B'din Roshan Amiskayim Shitvias HaRachmi. That is the ongoing reality of the Bria. It's the ongoing reality of the Bria to its core. An entity that senses itself, the word bra means outside, bar means an outsider. The sense of self is that you can stand on your own, and that's Midas Hadin Be'etzim. That is possible to realize in this world only b'machshava, only in as a goal, as a psyche, as an ideal. It's not possible for the world to exist physically like that, because b'cholif netzitzik ha'kadosh baruch hu. So to appropriate the model of the world as a bria is to have a core of din and a survival through rachmah. The avodah of Rosh Hashanah is the shteltzu to the hayyim harasaylam, to the core of the bria. The shteltzu mitzad machshavas adam zelu maser. If kaviyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to us in this world in a mid of rotzo livrei b'machshava avdim, and an actual bria with rachmim, a person needs in his to shape his tzuras adam, to model his tzuras adam in that image. A person needs to want those things that he earned and earned fully. The person needs to feel his chiyus is the things that he, as much as he earned them, they're his. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us this sheet of b'maisa gracious, this paradoxical sheet of b'maisa gracious. If we're shoyef to din, and we shtoltzu to avodah of Rosh Hashanah, then we ke'ilu made ourselves, because that's the mohus of touching base with din. The koilus that we're mashmia is the trua, the desire to be what we are, which is the rotza liver nizadim. If that's what we want, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets up to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets off the kisei of din kisei rachmim, because the rachmim is there to serve the din. If we deny din, there's no mokum for rachmim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu only created rachmim as a sheet of the din. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu being misalef in kisei din as in kisei rachmim is because we're makir in midas hadin, because we're makir in atzmus hadin. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it like that for us. And in reality, it's Shevet Levi only was able to that. It's fascinating. There's one of the great Amoraim, Rava, has a few observations. He lived in a big city called Mechuza. Mechuza was a cosmopolitan city. Rava himself was a Yegea Kula. It says when he was learning, he completely was oblivious to what was happening around him. But it says that Rava had two or three observations about Mechuza. He said, Abire, he called Abire Abashin, he says, those are the Noshim Mechuza that are Ochli Veloika Avdi. They eat without working. There was a certain despising for the wealthy matrons of Mechuza who were Ochli Veloi Avdi. It says that the Bnei Mechuza Mefankin, you know, they're spoiled. And that's why even Chamra is masale. The Mei Mechuza to him, to Rava, to express disgust with someone who's an Achli and is not Abdi. He does, Rava brings out some people that are different. Rava in Bar Metzia, he says that there's a whole sugi over there in Aseiches. Only if you hire a worker and then there is no work, how much money you have to pay him. And the Gemara, there's a general rule that you don't have to pay, under the circumstances you have to pay, you don't have to pay full price, you only have to pay how much would a person take for sitting home doing nothing and not coming up for work. It's also a mila to sit home and to relax, so even though he makes $100 a day, he would be happy for $80 a day just sit home doing nothing. But certain work is not. So Rava said, Hani ochlusha de mechuza, de loy avdi bikoholshin. These are ditch diggers or some sort of people who work very hard labor. He said, a day without work saps them of energy. If you put together the Mamorim of Rava, his observation, Mechuzah, was there are people of lethargy and indolence and not working who that's one type. And then there's the Boinim, the Altikir Bonayach, or Bonayach, or Bonayach. The boinim, there's some people that they thrive, they live dafka from work, and when you take them away from avoda, they're cholish. It's a boininess for us to understand, to make a cheshma nefesh. What drives us? Every person has tkufis of tremendous oil. He's busy with tremendous pressures in learning, tremendous pressures in doing for people and obligations and so on. And times when it's off, what is a person? How does a person look at it? The tevat for him is the days of working. We say, "Oh, we have to do it." Well, what can we do? We have to do it. The days when we're off, and I can relax, I can enjoy. A bal nefesh, on a day that he's working, says to himself, "At least I know why I exist now. At least I understand myself. I have some sort of mokum chius." Masha'in came on a day that I'm doing nothing. I'm nobody. It's a whole different hargosha. It's a whole different sense. If we shtol tzu on Rosh Hashanah, to the koil tzu of Rosh Hashanah, to the midas hadin, that's the core of Rosh Hashanah, on that we have the following Haftacha. We know that someone who's not Eimet Bedin is, we say that the boy is lay and HaKadosh Baruch Hu if a person gets from somebody, so it stares us not only in our Tzuras Adam itself, who we are, but it stares us in our relationship to the giver. We don't have a great relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he's a mative only, when we have no tshuka to stand on, because there's a bush also. Not only are we not worthy of it, but in the middle it stares. The people shall suit to true have aftacha. Ashrei ha'om yoidei surah. Hashem be'oyer panecha yaleichum. For the nation that's a yoidei surah, for the nation that the hair surah, they can go be'oyer panecha Hashem. The boys nistakul bo'ape, for those that ochel the lav delay, for those that their whole mahus is to try to eat lav delay, that not only is it memayit their koyim terribly, it's merachik the HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of that boys, and it creates a certain negativity. Asher kol Yisrael, that they shtoltzu to tshuva, that they yoidei tshuva, asher am yoidei tshuva. They don't have that voice because they're standing on their own. Hashem be'oyer panecha yaleichem. That midah of tshuka for them allows them to go be'oyer panecha Hashem.